This is a Day at the Beach podcast with your host, Clint Beachwood. Welcome to episode 200. Can you believe it? Started this in 2010. Thanks to Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones for providing the web space for all these years. I'm not doing anything special for this show. I'm playing all new releases, probably all came out within the last, for the most, maybe 3 or 4 months old. Everything is brand new. We're going to start off with the Manicuras with a little Exotica sound. They're going to do Howl of the Jaguar from their new LP, Jungle of Steel. Welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast number 200.
Shake! Go-go! Baby! This This is Mark Malibu from the Wasegas, Canada's original surf punks. Do you have hips? Can they shake? Then our new 7-inch extended play record is for you. Limited pressings on clear vinyl. And you can hear it right now on A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood.
Hip! Shake!
from France. You just heard Les Robots. They did Hommage à Les Trio Fantastique. And that comes from Extracts from the Multiverse. Before that, it was the Zipheads. They come from the UK. They did Agent Z. And that comes from the compilation Surf Britannica, number 3. In fact, all the background music you hear on today's show is coming from that compilation, Surf Britannica 3. That is, except for the theme song, which is always performed by Satan's Pilgrims and Let's Go to the Beach. Mark Malibu and the Wasegas did Super Minx from their new little EP, Hip Shake Go Go Baby. And the Manicuras did Howl of the Jaguar, again from Jungle of Steel. And they are from the North Carolina area of the southeast portion of these here United States. Mark Malibu gave the promo for that. Several bands are going to do little promo spots today and other people. I'd like to thank all of them up front for providing these little bits of added enjoyment to the podcast. So thank you guys, all of you, for providing these promos for the show. Let's move on. This is LHD. They are three-fourths the Bambi Molesters. They have put out a new album called Off the Grid. And here's a song called Blue Umbrella. This is LHD. Thank you. Hey, it's Rick from Austin Ribbon Microphones. I want to congratulate Clint on 200 episodes of A Day at the Beach. It's hard to believe, man, 200 episodes. I've known Clint for about 25 years, and his selfless dedication to surf music is legendary here in Southern California. He comes out to live shows all the time. He hosted a live surf music radio show on KCR Radio at San Diego State University for the first 10 years. Then he produced 200 new episodes of new original surf music from his spare bedroom in his home. Clint Beachwood's legacy is not just a radio show, it's a historical record of those 25 years. It's essentially recorded radio like we used to do with our cassette recorders and making mixtapes for our friends back in the day. He doesn't get paid for any of this. He's doing it because he loves it. So because you're listening to this podcast right now, I know you downloaded it from my web space at austinmikes.com. So I'm going to encourage you to visit or revisit the links at the very top of the page that take you back in time, 20 episodes at a time, all the way back to 2010. Maybe pick one show at random and put it on in the background and see who is new and exciting 7, 8, 10 years ago. It's a trip. So again, I want to say congratulations to Clint and also to Sue for supporting him. Thanks for being a friend for all these years.
Thank you. I'm here at Mermaid Central. Well, this is quite a landmark. I hope you'll join me in congratulating Clint on reaching episode 200 of A Day at the Beach podcast with Clint Beachwood. Stay tuned to hear all the latest releases from the very pleasant world of instrumental surf music.
from Mexico. It was Strings of Flame. They did a song called El Manatado, or The Bound, and that comes from their LP, Pyre. Before that, from Belgium, Humanga Danga. They did Luau Cake from their album Watusi Peak. The Surfer Jets, another song off their album Roller Fink. I played Roxy Roller. And LHD with Blue Umbrella. Speaking of the Surfer Jets, they are probably the hottest band in the world of surf music these days. No pun intended, but I checked out their Facebook page. They have 127,000 followers. 127. I looked up a few other bands. The Messerchups with 72,000. Los Straitjackets have 68,000. Man or Astroman, 28,000 followers. Satan's Pilgrims, 10K. Clint Beachwood, 1,200 followers. So I have about a hundredth of what the Surfer Jets have, but I will take it, and I will gladly spread the word of the modern genre of surf music. Let's play a band from the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area of the U.S. It's a band called Surf Cats. They're getting ready to put out another LP, Surf Cats 4. And I'm going to play a song off of it. This is a sneak preview. This is a song called Moonrise on A Day at the Beach, podcast 200.
Hello guys, this is Bjorn from Robotron and we have a new album out now called Atomium and you should check it out. The album is via Shadawashi Records and you can listen at our Bandcamp page, robotron1.bandcamp.com. Before I introduce the next song, I would like to congratulate Clint at his 200th show. The Clint Beachwood is an excellent show for the surf music lovers. So, the next song is called Destrua Meu Chip Quando Eu Morrer. That is Portuguese, by the way. If you translate to English, you have When I Die, Destroy My Chip. That's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you. Cheers.
Wow, already 200 episodes of Quality Surf Vibes together with our host, Clint Beachwood.
That calls for a celebration, so...
We'll give you a present. Our new album, Wheels and Waves, is about to drop.
And you get dips on the first wave.
Thank you.
Another band from Mexico, Secret Agent, just did Stacy Romeo, and their album is Moros en la Casta. Another band from Belgium, Santana Bay Coconuts, did Mayhem on the Atlantic from their new LP, Wheels and Waves. Robotron from Norway did Destruda me chip cuando el amor. Not even close, trust me on that. But the album is Atonium, which I can pronounce. And again, that's brand new, and hopefully you understood the promo preceding the song. And then Surf Cats opened that set up with Moonrise. I struggle with foreign languages, as you know, and I give it my best shot. Hopefully I don't destroy the title of the song or album completely. But then again, I know I do. From Lima, Peru, up next is Los Protones. These guys have been around for a long time and have put out just a ton of material. Their latest single is called Vijera de Pamaro. And you're listening to it on a Day at the Beach podcast, number 200, with your host, Clint Beachwood. Thank you.
What's up, my friends? This is John from Magnatech in Dublin, Ireland, and I'm super excited to be on episode number 200 of the Clint Beachwood Show today, where you get a first listen of my upcoming album called Impala 59, and here's a track of that album. It's called Sidonia Beach, and I hope you like it. Cheers from Dublin.
What are you gonna do?
Kill you.
No. My God, no.
Got one chance, you change your mind for a second, you're dead.
$50,000 in an hour, I tell everything to the police. You hear me? Get out of here!
Pour yourself a drink. Take a chance on a bluff and it pays off. Most of the time when you get mixed up with men like Fallon, the wrong people get killed. This time was no exception.
Well, you just heard a couple more bands from Mexico. Los Meteoritos did El Capitán del Espacio. That's a digital single that came out just about 3 weeks ago. Before that, Los Atascados did Trópicos de Capricornio 5. And the LP there is Effluvius Instrumentales. From Dublin, Ireland, it was Magnatech doing Sidonia Beach. Their new LP is called Impala 59. And Los Protons did Viajera del Paramo. Well, we're going to close things up with the Surf Hermits. They're going to do The Revolver. The new album there is Showdown. They're from Creston, British Columbia, up in Canada. And then The Creature Preachers from Georgia. They're going to do Part-Time Frankenstein from a digital single that was released in May. Before I close, I want to thank once again Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast all these years. I'd like to thank Satan's Pilgrims for providing the opening theme song, Let's Go to the Beach. And I'd like to thank all the bands and record labels who continued to support the show by sending me new releases and material that I can share with you, the listening audience, who I am most grateful to. Thank you for being there. Thanks for always being supportive of the show, for your comments. Even when you don't comment, I know you're out there listening, and I'm glad you are, and I hope you get a little bit of enjoyment out of this wonderful genre of modern instrumental surf music. Let's close things out. These are the Surf Hermits, and we'll see you in about a month. Adios.
Hi, this is Sue Beachwood. I want to congratulate my favorite guy, Clint, on his 200th podcast. Love you, babe.